thoughts about holding space. Holding space for something to happen, especially when the outcome is important to us, is challenging. None of us want to sit around and wait for life to happen to us. We don't want to be reactionary. Instead, we want to be the initiator or the trendsetter. We want to make stuff happen, and we're often willing to get it done at all costs because, again, the outcome is important to us. I totally understand this mindset because I've been that person for much of my life, for better and worse. For better because I've accomplished many cool things. For worse because I've accomplished many cool things at the expense of relationships, great financial costs, or I accomplished them in a hurried fashion. In other words, I wasn't really present in the moment because all I was focused on was reaching the end of the experience. But a real master, regardless of the art in which they practice, knows how to hold space for that next step in the sequence of life to manifest naturally, or rather, for that next step to manifest as a result of the circumstances that preceded it, whether they were established by the practitioner themselves or were already in motion, or a combination of the two. What I'm talking about is the silence between the notes. It's the quiet moves on the chessboard. It's letting that ribeye steak cook in the skillet for 3 or 4 minutes per side without poking, prodding, or pushing it around the entire time. It's having the confidence and ability to maintain your position during a downhill turn through sketchy terrain, for example, long enough to reach a more favorable aspect for you to execute the next safest turn or maneuver. Mastery of anything requires this wisdom. That is, you need to understand that for the most part, you can't just rush life, no matter how much you want something to happen, right now. There's a natural process or sequence of events to everything. Certain things just won't happen unless those preceding steps occur first and in the correct order. But if we deny this process and expect to become masters after only one or two lessons, for example, life is going to be really frustrating. Admittedly, I've been frustrated a lot throughout my life for this very reason. In every endeavor that I've ever undertook, there's always come a time where I've felt that I've put in plenty of training hours, so why can't I just be great at it now? Well, getting really good at anything just takes a long time. And a big part of that experience requires us to become comfortable in those spaces in between. Otherwise, everything just collides together, and all we're left with is chaos and confusion. And sometimes I forget this lesson. But I was recently reminded of it while watching my friend Dave negotiate difficult terrain while cross-country skiing during a backcountry adventure. Overall, he handled himself exceptionally well considering this is only his second season on skis. But I could feel his frustration whenever he tried to make something happen, yet it didn't go as planned. There were a number of times that I watched him and thought, if only he could have just held that line or not try to force another turn, he would have made it down just fine. But this comes with experience and plenty of repetition. And it's a hard lesson to learn because, again, nobody wants to wait around for the thing to happen. We want to make it happen. I mean, look at me. I said I wasn't going to write essays for an indefinite period of time, yet here I am, filling up this space.